trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast, brought to you by Venue Media.
The People's Podcast.
And you tell them that you heard it here first on Roller Derby.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, the Hub City. And covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.
Mic check.
Okay. Yeah, the mic works, that's for sure. I always have to turn Jameer down. He rocks the mic, man. Yeah, Hub Show, look at us. Now we're a podcast.
Back at it.
Oh, look at her. She wants to be shy from the mic now because she's gotten comfortable over there. You're here to work, sweetheart.
I feel bad. I don't know who she is.
She is Charmin Grisek. She came on board a couple of shows ago, and she clicked really well. And, you know, it's good to have that female balance. And, hey, Jay Heisch.
Are we recording?
You might want to take this one because Charmin needs to do her job. Look at her back there slacking. Look at her, man.
Doing nothing.
She's not. Look, she's just back there hanging out.
And I asked her about this Hub Show shirt because I've never seen this color. I've never seen it in a V-neck.
Yeah, those are the ones I couldn't give away, but she took them. She's a team player, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Chris Canfield, Jay Heisch, Jameer King are in the house, and Charming is on the mic.
Grisetta.
Hey, Charming Grisetta.
Give me some headphones.
You can.
Here you go.
I had some headphones down there. Does it reach? Hang on. Are you good?
Yeah,
you good? No, I don't want you, like, you know.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
We hear you. Wait till you hear Jameer.
So.
Barry White on the mic. The podcast is here now. The Hub Show. Mason Dixon, Roller Vixens, Turner Skate Piles, and Hagerstown.
The Rogue All-Stars are up tonight, huh?
Where are they from?
Up this morning.
I'm barely up this morning.
I see that. It's 11:30. You're supposed to be here.
I'm still wiping the cold out.
I told you he would be, Jameer.
Where are the Rogue All-Stars from?
Huh? Why don't you ask them? They're right next to you. We position ourselves next to the penalty box. Hey, where are you from? She's getting pissed.
You got to be a little more aggressive than that. What are you so timid for?
I know. Look, she has the panty.
Tap her on the shoulder.
She has the panty on her
from.
Head, dude. She's in the penalty box with the panty on her head. Go grab it. Let's cheat for the Mason Dixon and get it from him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, go hand it off.
Just snatch that thing off her helmet.
What's her name there? Banana what?
No, that's Banana.
Oh, my fault.
She was last time, right? No, she's a Roller Vixen, though.
I don't know.
What's her name? Banana Jammer?
Banana Jammer
from last time. Yeah, yeah, she's one of them.
Where are you ladies from?
Where are you all from? Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
See how that's done? You just kind of yell it out and get your answer.
Fayetteville Rogue
All-Stars. Well, I mean, why do I need to do that when you're here?
I was trying to be all Dr. Seuss and call him Roanoke Road or something like that, but we're totally off.
Fayetteville, North Carolina. Yeah.
So I noticed on the way over here that...
The parking lot's not as crowded?
I noticed that I get angry at anybody that needs to make a turn in front of me.
Oh, don't we all?
Unnecessarily, right? I'm like, the only important place is the place that I'm going. I don't know why you need to make a left turn here and slow down my process. Why do I need to stop in the middle of the road and wait for you to turn?
Seriously.
Right?
I was on the highway and dodging cars. You know, I felt like I was on a racetrack trying to get here.
Yeah, right?
Hey, I'd like to get something off our chest here, Chris. You need to hear me out, okay?
Okay.
I'm speaking for a company here in Hagerstown who's getting beat up right now, and for good reason. If you don't know what's up, and listen to this, we tape our first show with the Antietam Broadband.
Poor timing.
No, it's not. Hang on a second, though. Hang on. I got to defend him. I'll tell you why. I got educated on everything.
Absolutely
here.
Not.
Yes. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang
all
on.
Right.
First of all. To the morons on Facebook starting a change.org petition to end the monopoly. There is no monopoly.
No.
Here's the deal. Verizon Wireless and AT&T U-verse, anybody who wants to do Comcast are welcome to come into Hagerstown and do it. There's nothing stopping them. The deal is Antietam Broadband owns the infrastructure. By that means, if you're going to come in here and put up your own system, you got to lay out your own lines and cables.
They own the wires. They own the poles.
If Verizon and AT&T and whoever else thought it was profitable for them to do so, they would have done it by now. But apparently,
they have to rent the poles.
Just
off
like
of
Costco, who doesn't want to put their store in Hagerstown, they don't see it as economically viable. They choose not to put their service in this town. You can still get your phone through Verizon and Sprint and AT&T and all that, but they aren't going to go through the means of putting up their own lines.
And
that would cost too much.
Did you did you get the last update, the final update on what happened?
I've heard different things. I've heard it was hacked.
They put it up on Antietam Broadband. Put it on.
Now
Facebook.
Is it just a poor excuse?
They said that that it was a malicious attack. A malicious attack from people or peoples, and that everybody's information was exposed.
The hub show's out there.
They hacked the network and shut us down and stole our information. Everybody in Hagerstown, which was a poor choice on the hackers.
Why not Frederick or something closer to D.C.? Some valuable information, you're not going to get much out of Hagerstown.
Yeah, your credit score is going to go down if you steal anybody in this town.
I got 350.
You
ain't going to get far on Hagerstown's dime.
Easy.
Well, that's why no one's...
they can have all my stuff.
Isn't Waynesboro the sister city to Hagerstown?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, and I'm gonna be the ignorant, dumb one.
Hey, I'm annoyed by it, too. I have to get their internet
and I
service.
Don't, and I'm not affected by it at all, just so we're abundantly
clear. So go on. Be the annoying dumb
one. It's more if I'm in the shallow end of the pool.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Verizon's not in Hagerstown. Cellular service is not in Hagerstown. And you have multiple... Like I said, I'm in the shallow end of the pool. Multiple cellular companies sharing, paying for towers.
The infrastructure,
It may not seem like a monopoly. It may not seem as if Antietam is running it. But it's kind of like saying that you can get your electric from another source outside of this country. Well, who does that?
I was educated that Comcast almost put their service, their cable service, in Clear Springs, not far from here. But... they just decided it wasn't economically viable enough for them to set up their infrastructure supply that town with...
Ignorance is bliss, so, I mean, we've got to think that...
A long time ago, I actually tried to get Comcast.
Right.
And because I realized Antietam Cable was the only choice. So I was calling around looking for other choices. This was probably 6-7 years ago or something like that.
Right.
And I called Comcast, and Comcast was like, they ran me through the whole system. You know, they're like, all right, this is how much it's going to cost. Gave me the package deal and everything.
And then told you can't get it.
And then at the end, they told me I couldn't get it because I live too close to the railroad tracks.
See, there's some reason why you can't.
That was the excuse that they gave me on the phone.
Well,
They were like, well, you have to be within.
Hence the hub city.
You can't be within X amount of the feet of a railroad track. I don't know what that meant, but that was what they told me.
I look at it this way. I lived in Greencastle, and Comcast is in Greencastle, so we're talking 5 minutes away from Hagerstown.
Right, but
I just find it hard to believe that it's not profitable when we're talking about...
I don't know. I'm scratching my head,
too.
But
that's a different state.
But listen to me, though.
It is a different...
Mary Dell, what service do you have in Frederick?
They have Comcast down there. I had it when I was there. In Xfinity.
This team over here is just full of penalties. Look at this.
Oh, what, internet service? Xfinity.
Yeah, we had Xfinity when we were there.
Fios?
I mean, I'm in Waynesboro, and I have Xfinity. We're talking 5 minutes from the state line.
I know.
What's
that's just it, though. And listen, by all means, I'm not defending. I couldn't care one way or the other. I don't get their cable service in the first place. Neither do you, Chris.
Hey. No, but our TV show.
Also, by the way, there is a roller derby going on.
But when I don't have their internet service, I don't have anything else.
I feel like it's just poor timing.
Well, I have an e-commerce online business. Trust me, I've been hurting the last few days here.
These people are really angry at Antietam right now.
Well, let them be angry.
And we're like, yeah, watch our show on Antietam. And people are like...
But you know,
screw
Antietam. Here's the deal, though, Chris. Just so you know, we're not allowed to talk about this on the show.
Oh,
this show's different. This is for the peeps over in Prague. You know, this isn't for
Hagerstown. He said we're not allowed to touch it on the.
We can't touch that on the show.
Oh, come on!
No, you can't touch it.
It was going to be so much fun.
You know what? I want to malicious attack
right now.
Malicious attack. I thought maybe we could blame DVM or something.
Did they publicly post that?
Yeah, they posted.
They posted what?
They posted that they were confident They said, we are now confident that everyone will have their service restored by the end of the day.
Yes.
This was yesterday.
My suit was working this morning.
And that we now know that it was a malicious attack by people or peoples in order to gain information.
I say it was DBM.
Okay, so what are they going to do for their people? Like, I mean, all this information is compromised. Are they notifying everyone? Like,
yeah, they're going to get credit, too. I understand. Okay. I don't know how they're going to work that out, but because here we live in a day and age where you have to have internet service to you know, credit card service and all that.
I do too.
Yeah.
There's no choice. I get it.
Did you see that Twisted Sister was coming in for the jam?
I'm
not defending them, but what I see are people on Facebook talking dumb shit. But listen, let's get back to the action here.
Right?
We had a roller derby.
Yeah, we're at a roller derby.
Twisted Cable, work it out, whatever.
Twisted
Sister. We have Mary Adele here. She is wonderful.
Mary Adele. She came to the roller derby game to talk about.
Roller derby game? Is it a game or a
match? No, meet. Sorry, the roller derby meet.
Is it a meet?
It's a meet. It's a track meet, roller derby meet, same thing. It's a track. See how it goes around? The oval shape.
About.
Adele? Mary Adele? Ah, okay.
About.
I thought there was only one Adele.
No.
I mean,
okay. She's more than Adele. She's Mary Adele.
Mary Adele. What's...
She looks a little more fit than Adele.
Yeah, welcome to the welcome to the Hub Show, Mary Adele.
Struggling to stay on their feet.
I know, so what is the score right now?
I don't know, but there's some tall glasses of water here.
Our victims are up 36-28.
She-Hulk.
I mean, 36-28.
She-Hulk is in the penalty box here beside us.
Adam Smasher is the name of one of the referees.
Yeah.
There's Lone Bone. Remember him?
Oh yeah.
That's a dude with a skirt.
With a skirt.
Yeah, the tilted kilt guy.
And the past, hey, that's like the...
Hey, look, that guy's name is Mr. Magoo. I like that.
That is like the third guy in a skirt we've seen this weekend, or this month.
That's true.
Yeah.
Dudes in skirts.
We went to a wrestling show.
I did see that, yes.
Chris got throttled. That's one way of putting
it. There was a guy up there who came in wearing a woman's blouse and a mini skirt, jean skirt, and... thought maybe it was a part of the costume, but then he got out of that and got into his costume. So
he went from wrestler to
so
that.
We were thinking, is this just how this guy is? I don't know.
That's how he was. Is I he think was a good wrestler though. He could. He's a good wrestler. He threw a good match.
He did.
The problem with the Outbreak Wrestling Show is they didn't give out programs with people's names on it. So we had no idea who we were looking at and watching.
His name was Wild Child.
Wild Child. Okay, that's cool.
Because he sat up beside us.
So Mary Adele. What's going on? What's your...
I'm all about the men's skirts.
The men's skirts?
Yep.
Explain why.
Please explain.
Embracing your feminine side, deconstructing gender roles.
Ah, boy, Charming has broken the ice on this show.
Whatever all that crap.
Welcome to Mary Adele Sex Education.
That's part of sex education?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Repeat,
all right.
Hold on.
I got to be...
Repeat all that again. What is it?
Yeah.
Wearing a skirt...
yeah, one more time.
Say on that again.
The beat.
Why is it that we've constructed these rules that... people can't just dress however they want to dress.
I don't know. Why do chicks wear makeup? I mean, what is it? It is what it is, man.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know, but because.
I got to be honest. That all these new terms that have come out, in the past 2 years.
They've been popularized anyway. They're
way over my head. I have no idea what cultural appropriation means. Mm. I don't even know if transgender's in the dictionary. Is that a real word?
It is.
Okay.
But hold on. You said deconstructing. Say what you said again.
Deconstructing gender roles.
Deconstructing gender roles.
We live in a society that's just as soon as kids come out, they're either pink or blue, and they have to kind of follow these rules that are constructed, essentially, by... society.
Okay.
And so I, do whatever you want, but I'm just saying that it should be okay if someone wants to, if a male person wants to wear a skirt.
I hear you.
I suppose.
Sure.
Yeah.
If he's Scottish.
So.
If he's in Braveheart.
Yeah, there you go.
Piper's Pit.
Why don't we have all universal clothing then?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that one day we could.
Why? Why,
I don't know.
Why is this a big thing for you? I'm just curious. What there's something, what about it bothers you that, the pink and blue thing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, and honestly, I'm fine with, pink being assigned to women and blue being assigned to men, but also,
Well, I mean, the pink ribbon means breast cancer. That's a woman's issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just,
I'm just trying to make it so that, really you can just express yourself however you feel.
Oh, I will say this more. I think, look, see that guy over there? He's got pink on. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with that?
Absolutely.
Depends on how you wear it.
Okay.
So I mean, if you look at me,
although I will say Bret Hart wore it, pink, you know, head to toe. They were the Hart Foundation. They were pink and black. But, you know, what are you going to tell them? Take it off? You know, they're going to crush you. But anyway, whole nother story. I am, you know, we're not here to knock it down. We're just here to understand
what's going on. I know you're not. Yes.
It came out so smooth. I just wanted to hear. I wanted to hear more about it. That's all. I mean, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I just wanted to hear what your thoughts on it were.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And
here's what we want to do. We do want to have an open discussion on this show, not at the roller derby though, about all these things that are going on. They're more prominent, so to speak. They're more out in the open nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You guys speak your piece. We're not here to shoot it down and, you know, all stupid on you.
By no means.
But,
no.
I mean, but there has to be there has to be some type of, I'm not going to say a line drawn, but some respect to how some people, you know, are having a hard time with it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
And I definitely am not here to be like,
I understand the social constructs and this and that are all set up all these years and centuries, but, I mean, you know, there's things I'm not comfortable with, but I don't walk around shouting and screaming about it.
I know. No,
I'm not
I know.
Scared of it. I just don't understand it, right?
So, yeah, and that's honestly part of my business is just to help people understand. Yeah.
And you understand all of it?
Not all of it. I have lots to learn.
Right? But what's up with LGBTQ to keep adding more letters? What's next? What's I? What does I stand for? I saw that recently.
Intersex.
What's intersex?
Intersex is an... I probably should look it up further, but intersex is essentially when you're born, some people don't have genitalia that necessarily matches either male or female. Sometimes it's like...
What do you mean?
Like,
I've seen lots of porn.
Like somebody
before.
Has like a Swiss
about?
Army, Swiss Army cock or something?
Sure.
what are you talking about? Somebody with like four holes?
I mean,
I don't.
Yeah, explain.
I'm still learning. Honestly, I am still learning.
No, we're not trying to go P.T. Barnum on here, but what does that mean?
Like, the genitalia just doesn't, like, there's something different. Like, the vagina's not a full vagina, or the penis isn't quite full penis.
Now,
like, it's.
Now, normally, in the society we've all been raised in, that would be considered a deformity, right? It would be called a deformity.
It was a deformity.
But the whole eye thing is to get away from a deformity, labeling a deformity,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, gotcha. Just to normalize it. So
but it's not something I would know about you when you walk up to me. You're wearing pants or a skirt, sorry.
Sure. Know? I know. Well, that's why I think kind of more informative sex education is important, just so people are aware that there are different body types, there are different gender expressions and all that stuff.
But wasn't like an intersex male. What would he have going on down there that
well,
we're be so surprised
the whole thing
by?
With intersex is it's not like male or female, right? Because it's...
Meaning what?
Well, just like because we've assigned male and female to different genitalia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when someone comes out with genitalia that doesn't fit either one of those, that's where
does
the
that mean the person
in.
That is supposed to be a female can't produce because the genitalia
sometimes.
Is all jacked up? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess you can put it that
way. Well, I'm okay jacked up. It's different. There you go. I'm just trying to be brief, but you know, I don't want to spend the whole roller derby session talking about deformed penises and shit.
Right.
It's a whole other podcast to itself. The penis podcast.
Yeah.
he just happened
to be born with the genitalia of a silverback gorilla.
Maybe he's a double-headed warrior. You know? Who knows, man? Rock on.
Just because I'm hung like a black rhinoceros
wheels is
doesn't mean
us.
I'm intergender.
You don't want to hear this conversation.
Whatever the fucking word means.
Hey,
we got.
By the way,
we're in the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens Roller Derby game.
There's a roller derby going on.
And right behind us is Wheels, Paisano. What's going on, Wheels?
So, we got a pretty, not very sportsmanlike team with us today.
Yeah, I see.
Our team or theirs?
They got
I don't know if you've noticed.
No, what?
We've had some people, screaming obscenities and not wanting to.
Oh, it's nothing compared to the conversation we've been having
and,
over here, but anyway.
Some of the girls on our team are like, man, I wish I was skating right now because otherwise I'd like to punch that lady in the
face.
That's
exactly what me and Jameer have been talking about this whole time.
Exactly.
You guys are all kumbaya when we talk to you. But you know damn well when elbows start flying, you guys want to kick each other's asses.
We're not really
too worried about work tomorrow.
That's why we parked ourselves next to the penalty box on purpose.
You know what's funny, though, is that we're still kicking their ass.
And they've had
you are. It's 56-43.
They've had
amongst
like
all the
three
genitalia
people
talk.
Rotating in and out of this penalty box since I walked in.
That's true. We have seen a number number of they're Fayetteville.
Yeah, they
Fayetteville
just keep rolling.
All-Stars.
They just keep rolling in and out of the penalty box.
I feel
box.
Like they might be like trailer
why are you whispering?
Trash.
They can't hear you. They don't have headphones on.
Trailer trash Fayetteville because like it's not really just the team. It's not really the team that's obnoxious. It's the fans of that team that are obnoxious.
They came over.
The fans? Well, there's not that many people in here. What did they bring, 20 people with them?
What is Fayetteville?
Is there more Fayetteville people in here than there are?
There are more. It's like I was trying to think of the distance. It's like a four-hour drive.
I know. Even Chris got
it. It's like church.
Yeah, between church and roller derby, they chose that.
Roller derby is the devil.
Jesus would tell you to go to the roller derby.
Jesus
he would tell you to have fun,
to
and you can do you can pray over here. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
You don't need to be in a church.
My question is, why aren't some of you skating today?
Yeah. Why? What are you doing back here holding coffee?
I'm cannonballers. I'm not on All Stars.
And how can I?
We
get,
always get confused.
How
with
can
that
I get myself one of those coffees?
I was on All Stars last year.
Chris is trying to order a coffee from you, Flo.
It's too much commitment. Coffee's free, guys. By the way,
we did not know that. We've been sitting here this whole time.
You can go.
I've been here for an hour now. No one said that to me.
Free coffee.
I don't think Jameer does coffee. Do you do coffee? No.
But I mean, that's
you want a Gatorade?
You know. I think what happened was they had a six-hour drive to get here, and you guys decided to start the derby at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Well, if it makes
so
you...
that means that these people had to wake up and and start driving at
they were here
at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
They were here last night.
Hey, look, Fayetteville Rogue All Stars girl just sat down in your penalty box.
People
and this
are
is
angry
the third time I've
tired.
Seen her in the penalty box. She's been here before. This game just started.
Yo, she's been here before.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't want to be mean, but I really don't give a rat's ass. They're not very good skaters.
That's why we're winning 56-43.
And all of the times we've been here, three or four times? I've never seen this many skaters on the floor.
Right.
Never.
No,
well,
no.
That's the strategy.
I mean, without getting knocked to the floor, these girls are coming around the corner and biting it.
The strategy is
unless you guys slick the floor down or something.
This girl's helmet says 500
pounds.
One
of the
pounds?
Cool things about derby, though, isn't it that you can, you know, at all skill levels can join.
So, speaking of, what's your skill level?
I am a better rollerblader than a quad skater. So that's why I was asking Valerie last week. I was like, do you have to be really good at your stops and stuff? Because that's something that I am still trying to work on. Mary Adele and I actually will skate, and we try to practice those things.
Wait, you and Mary Adele both skate?
Yes.
I see she's got a skating t-shirt on.
Yeah, but she's actually going to a skate camp in a couple weeks.
Well, as you can see, that you definitely have to be good at your stop because, well, a lot of times when they're running through the pack, they actually get up on their toes and physically run.
Is Mary Adele good?
Mary Adele, would you classify yourself as good?
No.
No? Can you stop?
Can you stop?
Yes.
Then you're good. You pass.
You pass.
I got to fuck myself up.
So Val was telling me, though, that when she started, like, she wasn't very good at that kind of stuff. But, you know, like, that's why they have a coach and that's why, you know, they work with you.
She has a coach?
Yeah.
Like she wants to be in a roller derby?
No. I'm talking about Valerie.
Oh, Valerie. Oh,
Valerie started, she said that she wasn't very good at that kind of stuff. Like, technically, you
but
know,
now
like,
she is.
But she loves skating and, like, now, you but know, she got to work on
once
it.
Once again, folks,
that's what's great about
is not skating today.
Plus, you want to see.
Why isn't she skating?
She's hanging out the window over there. She's working the ticket booth.
I saw her over
there.
Nope. I didn't see
plus
her.
You're getting into your mid-30s, aren't you?
I am 34.
Yeah,
she's
so
in her mid-30s.
You're going to have to start skating because
soon.
Apparently it's the fountain of youth.
It is.
The fountain of youth. No, I mean, I love skating. It's it's fun. It's good for you. It's good stuff.
All right.
I think Fighty Aphrodite is actually reverse time. She's actually getting younger.
Because of the roller derby?
Yeah, I mean, she started when she was 41.
That, you know what it is, Chris?
Awesome.
It's the roller derby and it's the other stuff she does at her Naughty Bobbin store. Boy.
It's all the witchcraft.
She's got the secret
Fighty
to...
Fighty Aphrodite, she's not skating today.
Jameer,
she's over in the ticket box.
Jameer, just to bring you up to speed, we had Fighty on our show last Sunday.
I heard
we learned a lot about her that you would never learn here watching her at a
Mason-Dixon
rollerblading game.
Really,
and usually she works the beer concession stand, but it's 11 o'clock in the morning, they said no beer.
Well, that's...
So where's she at?
She's over there. She's working the ticket booth.
The ticket booth.
There was a guy over there when I came in.
No, not anymore. Now it's her.
Did you see her just leap through the pack?
Right. It's like Bambi.
Bammy.
Yeah, I mean, she's
yeah.
She's kind of.
Oh.
They're getting it. They're getting it now.
So this Mason Dixon roller breaks number 14. She's got a scarf around her neck. That's nothing to do with the game, is it?
No.
I'm not trying
That's
to yank.
Personal
but she
aesthetic.
Just got nailed with the shoulder. That yep. was awesome.
It's going. It's getting heated now. I keep hearing how.
Yeah. It's getting heated out
yeah,
there.
I think maybe
these chicks are hot. I don't mean hot like.
Oh
look
yeah.
At that, dude. It's a full moon, homie.
It's not a bad moon.
No, hey, go oh, bad moon.
I think maybe the scarf around her neck. Maybe that's because
Chris?
She has. Maybe she has SARS.
SARS.
SARS in the Turner Skate Palace, folks.
Here we go.
Brace yourself.
Here we go. You knew that was coming.
When she starts. Big pile up.
Yeah, her secret weapon is SARS.
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a serious injury.
Did you see her back?
Oh, they took a knee.
No, what happened?
Everyone took a knee. There's an injury.
Oh, she got crushed.
Everyone huddles around.
I was thinking if I was going to get hurt in one of these, I want to be in front of a big crowd, like one of the evening games.
Which
you know what I mean?
Which one of them took? Both of them took the fall.
No, I think
the
it's
chick
a
from Rogue
took
it.
I mean, a Fayetteville person. Two of them being worked on.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, but the one from
they couldn't have bumped his. They got helmets on.
The one from Rogue really caught it flush. Hey, why we?
You
have
can
it?
Still get a skate to the head.
You
and
brought Camille here, Chris. She's just your.
Yourself.
What's oh? Yeah. Where'd you get the coffee from, dude?
Huh?
Brought,
why didn't you bring us coffee?
She got me an
Italian. The Italian espresso.
She asked everybody. Nobody
yes.
was paying attention because we were talking about.
I like it light and sweet.
She did.
Oh, well, I'm busy doing a podcast.
Yeah, okay.
I like how everybody's taking a knee.
They always do this.
They huddle
That's
around
really cool.
so that we can't see what the injury
That's
is.
That's exactly why they do it.
So if there's like a bone poking through a skin, you know, we don't want to see that.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
It is pretty cool.
I just put my order in for a coffee.
Like, you don't see that, like, with other sports. Like, other sports.
What don't you see? Taking a knee?
You see it
in Little League.
Not like football. Like they're not like lining up to cover up, you know.
No, what they do is they take you down to like a little bubble so no one can see it.
They can hear us.
This is a little more. We do it in youth sports a lot. Youth sports.
Hey, we just got
okay.
we got shushed.
That makes sense.
Jameer. We just got told they can kind of hear us over there because they're doing their huddle thing.
Oh, we got
it. I know. We're on microphone. We got to whisper.
Isn't there music playing?
I know. No one shushed that down.
It's only in our ears.
We turn down the hub show, but we can't turn down.
We can't really tell.
Rick Springfield,
whoever
that is up
He'll
there.
He'll never turn down.
Bruce Springsteen.
I'll tell you what, this is a good segue to take a break. I think so.
This
yes.
is a great segue.
Let's do that. Let's take a break. We'll be back, folks, when they're back up on their knees or
maybe,
something like that.
Good. Maybe we'll get one of the newbies in for an interview.
Yeah, Paisano's got some fresh meat to interview.
Go.
Like that, don't you?
Cool.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
It's like, I think if I got a penalty, right? If I was skating and I got a penalty, I don't know if I would worry about coming into the penalty box at 80 miles an hour.
What I'm thinking about right now is I think they've just turned up because there's 3 in the box right now.
Right. There's 3 Vixens in the box
right
now.
So I think they're bringing the physicality of,
yeah, right.
of the match now.
It's turning the tide.
Yeah,
turning the tides.
They're turning the aggression up a little bit.
It's 72-56. The Mason Dixon Vixens are
well,
all.
Yeah.
Well, one of the Vixens is down. So
yeah, she took a fall.
So we got some revenge to get.
Yeah.
So that's now the roller Vixens are going to be in and out of this penalty box.
Sweet.
Throwing bows.
When right now, for the very first. Oh, we got one. And
it's been
boom.
Turned up. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's McEvil's here. McEvil.
McEvil.
She can't hear us.
McEvil.
Her mind is in the game. Her mind is in the game, man. Oh, she got joined by somebody else.
Remember her? Well,
the penalty box is filling up. Sockham Jawia.
Oh,
wait a minute. Timeout.
Sockham's hurt.
She's going to push through it, though. Look at her.
She's fighting pain.
Ooh. She is, man. This is interesting.
Uh-oh.
Oh. And we need some. You need
so wait,
some.
Wait, how long are you in the penalty box for? She just sat down. Now she's back up.
30 seconds.
This isn't like hockey, huh? You're going to get knocked
30,
out for 2 minutes.
30 seconds. You're in the penalty box.
What's the point of sitting down? Even I guess
you got a man advantage.
I guess it's like a power play out there. Yeah, like that's how it works, right? They don't replace them. I gotcha. But still, 30 seconds isn't very long, dude.
Yeah, she's hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, she's hurting. But let's talk about that. Look at Stockholm Jewish. She's hurting. Yeah. We know she is. But look at her, man. She's up. Yeah, she's like, I ain't gonna sit down.
Need some.
Her elbow pads are called 187 killer pads, man. Yeah. That should have been her name.
One.
I get it.
She's
yeah.
hurting.
Yeah, that's
she's
all right.
Not feeling good.
We need
I'm
some.
I'm kind of glad she can't hear us.
I think she can.
I think can too.
You can do it, Stockholm. She's gonna push through it. Wait, nope. She's getting some. She's getting some medical attention. We're taking the knee. We got trouble last time. Being loud. All right. Because if it was somebody on the other side, on the other team, maybe. Take a little pause with the cause. Yeah. Think so.
If we turn the mics to where we can hear it.
Well, no, I don't want to do that. That would suck. Yeah.
Is Mr. Miyagi still alive?
No, he's not.
He's not?
Meanwhile, the Eurythmics are banging up on the sound system here. Sweet dreams.
He was able to fix them up really quick.
Yeah, he would rub his hands together really hard and make fire.
Yeah.
That was cool. I never figured out what that was he did, man.
No?
You know, some ancient Japanese thing, right?
I guess. I don't know. Some kind of energy transfer or something, right?
I bet someone out there can do it. You know, I was wondering about it's a cool conversation to have since we're down and out at the moment.
We're still so
when it comes to like roller derby, you know, there's always somebody out there who's a really big fan of this stuff. You gotta find that person. You know, there's somebody that sits here and follows all the derby leagues and keeps up with it. You gotta find that person out there. You know what I mean?
It seems like they would just take off the other skate.
Yeah, she's gone now. We can talk. We can speak freely.
That's
now.
Effortless, though.
I guess so. Yeah.
If you're a skater and you can be pushed and keep the one off, that's effortless.
I guess so.
So yeah.
For the listeners, what just happened was they took off one skate because she was injured.
Yeah.
And then instead of like helping her walk off, they left the skate on the good foot and just rolled her off.
Right.
That's a James Brown song.
Who's that beside us?
Yeah.
Who's that? Banga.
Bang bang.
Bang bang.
Bang bang is in the box.
Bang bang, I think, took over for.
She got a sea green mouthpiece. It looks like she has toothpaste smeared across her mouth.
That's okay.
And her teeth.
That
cool.
was that's
so she brushes.
I went to go see
what does that sign say? Vigilante?
I went to go see the guys.
Vigilante.
Vigilante, Lanty.
Vigilante.
Depends on how you pronounce
it. Chris doesn't say vigilante. Now you want to be all good and proper. It
bang, bang, vigilante.
Say bang, bang, vigilante, Chris.
Hey, I got my girlfriend sitting behind me.
I know you do, so you're going to clam up.
She's never
shut up before.
I know,
right? This is what it takes.
Did you hear this, Jameer? Did you hear that? I got my girlfriend behind us.
Oh,
the Hub
no.
Show is taking a turn.
This shit is just
Chris
that
just
real.
Centered himself, folks. Mark it down.
Is
Sunday, April 28th, 2019. Chris Canfield officially centered himself because
himself
his girlfriend is behind him.
Oh my goodness!
Into his
she's
words.
Not even. If she can, she has not listened to the Hub Show. Obviously.
Oh my god!
Unbelievable. History made here, folks.
History's
right
made.
Here in the Turner Skate Palace. Yeah. Unbelievable.
This is intense, man.
But I was going to say. What's the guy who was in Friday?
Looks like you guys are turning up the aggression a little bit, huh?
Almost hot, kind of.
Okay. Listen, we didn't see you guys over here for like the first half, and now all of a sudden, you guys are flooding the penalty box.
Yeah, you guys are all in this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are being blocked.
Gotcha.
Now,
okay.
Listen, wait.
Okay.
She, time out. Explain. She's in the penalty box. She's got the panty on her head. So does that mean when she's not out there, they can't score?
That's right. Look at the score. Look at the score.
84-78. Yeah, it's closing up.
It's
six,
closing
six
up.
Point
they can't score. She can't stop it.
All right, gentlemen, we have somebody here. Wheels is back with us. But Wheels, come here. You want to talk to us? We got some new fresh meat to talk to us about, right?
Yes. So we have two fresh meat people here. They're going to graduate in a couple weeks. We have fresh meat Gina and fresh meat Abby.
Abby and Gina, fresh meat. It's a hell of a name, man. I almost forgot I was at a roller derby for a moment there. Come on in. You're Abby?
Yeah, I'm Abby.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
So you're fresh meat, meaning you're going to start playing for the other team, the Cannon Brawler, soon, yeah?
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing like roller derby?
Since February.
Of this year. That's your first time you started playing by the rules and all that. So 2 months.
Yep, 2 months. That's
and
it.
And you're ready to step in and take the plunge here and become a roller derbist, as we call them.
That's the idea.
Fresh meat. Gina, you too?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, I assume you guys are good roller skaters. You've been skating for years, right? You didn't just start skating in February.
Well, kind of. I mean...
You just put skates on for the first time?
I got skates for Christmas, so in December I really started skating. But, I mean, when I was a kid, like 8 years old, you know, I'd skate.
Well, right, you've been skating. You know how to skate. Are you good at stopping? That's a good thing to know when you're doing roller derby, right? Can you stop good?
Yeah.
Because Fighty Aphrodite, she was schooling us up that she took a while to learn how to stop properly when she first got into this. So, you know, different people, different challenges, right? How about you, Gina? You can stop?
Yeah, I do pretty good at stopping.
Without leaning on somebody else?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that part.
Or just hitting the wall.
Or using the wall.
Yeah, using the wall. It's a good thing to have them, right? Yeah. Or the referee, grab them, right? So, wait, so the Cannon Brawlers, it's a different team than the All-Stars, but you guys are part of the Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens. When's your next game? They don't know. When are you guys going to start playing?
Not till after we pass our level two.
Oh, you haven't passed level. When's level two? When's the test?
May.
So you guys might be on for the June 17th one then.
Yeah, you might.
For the Cannon Brawlers?
Well, the Cannon Brawlers are a different schedule than this. We show up for the All-Stars, man. Whoops. No offense. Yeah, we're down with the big leagues, man.
Yeah. No, you got to work your way up to the
Hub
Show.
No, we did the newbie one. We did the newbie one.
We did the one. We didn't, but we didn't. Well, yeah, we did Battle of the Freshies. That's what we were here for in February. Yeah. That's right. It wasn't even really a legit game yet. It was a Battle of the Freshies. That's right. And you guys were all there in February. Were you guys on the?
No, we were here volunteering, but not
you were watching, but you weren't playing. So next to level two is when you'll be doing that in May.
Yeah.
Are you training?
Yeah. What's the deal? What are you guys doing?
You got training right now.
Like 24/7.
3 days a week.
Yeah?
24/7, 3 days a week.
Yeah, that's right.
They're in the gym
that's
on
a new Beatles
treadmill,
song, mate.
Wearing skates on a treadmill. They're in the gym.
You sleep with your helmet?
Houses, though.
You do what?
Doing things. We wear our skates at home sometimes.
You wear them at home?
Yeah.
Do you have stairs?
Just to practice.
Don't answer those silly questions.
They all went and got jobs at Sonic.
in the kitchen cooking bacon.
My question is, are you nervous about joining?
Yes. I'm nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
Wait, what scares you? The physicality of it? What's going on?
I'm a little older. I feel like I don't want to fall too many times.
Right.
I'm older, too. That's why I'm sitting here talking about it instead of doing it.
It can be, especially, like, her and I, we are not the biggest of people.
No.
I'm sitting down. You're standing up. So you look kind of tall, but you're right. I get it. I said, I'm sitting down. You're standing up. So now you look kind of tall. But anyway.
Yeah, you are not turning it down at all.
You're only 5 feet tall? That's all right.
I knew
look
you
at Twisted Sister. Learn from her, man.
That
she's
look
a pint,
on your face
pint size,
was not
right?
one of I'm going to turn it down.
She goes out of the penalty box, makes two laps, and comes right back in.
I just wanted to talk to you.
Okay. Well, yeah, so good luck to you.
Thank you.
So you're Fresh Meat Abby and Fresh Meat Gina.
No. What's the? That's not your skater name.
Yeah, what's your skater? You guys got your skater name yet?
We don't get them yet.
Okay, so what's your?
Well, you can't pick them out.
Yeah, what, I mean, there's got to be a top three.
No, I haven't even tried.
That's not even.
We're gonna pick them for you. The Hub Show, Abby and Gina. We'll come up with something.
Good, let me know.
Yeah. All right. What do you like to do?
Skate. I'm a teacher.
Oh, so you're a teacher. Yeah. Well, what else do you like to do?
Huh?
What else are you into?
Like, what's your dark secret?
Listen, because
no, you guys all have them. We know.
No, we figured it out over here, man.
We figured it out. I mean, so you're a teacher. What do you do for a living?
I deliver mail for the post office.
Well, there you go. Delivery girl or something like that.
On skates.
Like Deliverance.
Yeah. Deliverance. You play a banjo every time you come out here.
You mock us, but no. I'm telling you.
When you come here in May, we'll have something for you. Abby and Gina.
Yep, come back in May. Let us
don't keep the name Fresh Meat. You don't want that. No. That's too... So raunchy.
We're not going to share any dark secrets. Have we got to figure this out on our own?
Yeah, we're going to make up stories, backstories for you. So
that'd be great.
You'll love it.
You'd be better off just telling us.
Yeah, but you'll get the courage to tell us next time you see us. And you will. We'll be here in May next month. So
remember, Deliverance is on the table. That's one.
Deliverance is good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You get the banjo every time you go out there. It's pretty dope.
I got to think of a couple teachers I've had in the.
She's down. Yeah, Abby. Abby.
Check back in May and see what you guys have come up with.
We'll come up with something.
Listen, you can check back in before you leave, and we may have a couple for you.
We will, for sure. All right, Abby and Gina, good luck to you. See you guys in May.
Good luck.
fresh meat. You can't really introduce chicks as fresh meat. That's not a good thing.
Yes, you can.
It has to be something with detention.
That's true.
You got to play on words with detention.
Or suspension.
Or suspension.
Suspension detention.
Her name's Abby. Downtown Abby? That's a show, right? Yeah. But you can't call her down. Nah, it's too porno-ish too, man. Yeah, I know.
But she's back again. Can I go talk to her?
If I had the wireless mics, you could. I messed up today,
folks. She goes out, she makes two laps, comes right back in. This is like the fourth cycle.
She just wants to sit down. She just wants to sit down. She's lazy. Yeah. Can I go be in the penalty box just one more time? Ooh, there you go. Damn, that's I'm missing the boom mic. She could have said that right into the mic.
She's kidding.
Motherfucker.
Hey, you said you were going to turn it down.
Yeah, look
more.
At you, man.
I don't turn it up.
Oh, turn! That's what
I
we can.
I wish you would commit to one of them.
I don't commit.
Hence the reason why you're in a penalty box.
Yeah.
I think you just need, I saw one of your teammates telling you to slow up.
No shit.
And you made us a promise.
Oh, hey, look at this. Hey, check it out, guys. It's 87-86. There's only a point difference right now, man. Don't give us that look, McEvil.
Wow, they're turning it around.
Here we go. She's back in the... McEvil's back in the flow here. Can you say flow?
Okay, listen, when you guys are out of the box mode, the score is a little more decisive. You guys are playing into the...
I think the best thing to do, once I come... We come in next month and I have the wireless mics. We're gonna,
can I just say that?
What's that? Oh. You can say more than that if you want it.
Dude, I have just the thing. I got just the plan for the next one. I'll get an extension for the headphones, right?
Yeah.
And you, one of you, can sit with the wireless mic, and we'll bring them next time, and sit in a chair behind them right there and talk to them straight up.
I'm with it.
Motherfucker.
I'm with it.
That's it.
We hear it all.
All right.
Yeah, I want to get back to one thing really quick.
Please.
Chris.
Yeah, I was in the middle of saying, who was the actor?
No.
Who was the actor who
played
the Orion on Friday?
Jameer's still in shock.
About. No, I'm still in shock.
What?
You stopped yourself.
You're censoring yourself.
Because your girlfriend's here. She didn't have headphones on, dude.
I didn't censor myself.
Yes, you do. Yes, you did.
What were the pants called? The pants were called...
They were vibrant.
No, they were vigilant.
Vigilant.
Vigilant. And she was sprawled out, getting ready to take the rink in front of us.
Yeah.
Chris, a year ago, would have been like...
Yeah.
Fellas, I told you I'd get you the best seat in the house. You can't. Yeah. I don't let you down, do like I?
I mean, my mom listens to this.
I would have been like a.
She's not happy with what I say.
I would have been going at it like a Batman villain.
Would that be the Joker or the Penguin? You look more like a penguin, dude. Burgess Meredith over here. Give him a cigar, a cigarette with the stem on it.
And now he can talk about it because she's
screw
not here.
Screw these vigilantes.
Oh, damn. He just elbowed her in the nose.
Oh, my goodness.
I Chris, boy, you're on fire today.
You should have.
He hit Charming in the face.
You should have talked about the vigilante.
Now I need to go in.
Chris is still pissed off from getting choked out last week at the wrestling match.
I need to go in the penalty box now.
The podcast penalty box?
Podcast penalty box.
Yo, our Mason Dixon roller vixens are losing.
Seriously, Charming, there's no room here, huh? Because of the tape? Otherwise, you can sit over there.
What a turn of events.
There's a real turn of events. They are down by three.
They were up.
I'm not in front of the tape.
I mean, they were whooping before intermission.
Look at the line right there.
You can, as long as you're not in front of these chairs, you know, past them.
The lady literally moved the chairs and said that they cannot touch the blue tape.
With the chick with the black lipstick, the goth chick.
I don't know. I wasn't
But here's
here.
The deal. No one can see her, so if she's okay, we're okay, right?
Hey, look, she's back.
I know.
She's back in the penalty box.
She made
this is her third time.
She made her two laps.
Yeah. Oh, she's She's going to rip her shirt off like Hulk Hogan in a second.
Valerie was telling me that this is a super heated match because...
Yeah, we're getting it over here.
Well, this will change the rankings greatly for them.
Oh.
Will bump Fayetteville down and Mason Dixon will kind of...
Rise
forward.
Well, like they got really, really.
Well, Mason Dixon spread it again. It's 95-90. For a minute, there was a 1 minute, 1 minute, one point difference. But now they're back up on top here.
Valerie was also telling me that from the sidelines over there, you can really see some action. She's.
I think Richie should be over there with the camera. Some different angles, right?
Where at?
You tell him.
Where at?
Well, Richie's right here with the camera, but he's getting close-ups and zooms and stuff like that.
She's back. That's what I'm talking about.
Yay, Sock and Julia.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Eye of the Tiger.
Don't violate or you'll get violated.
That's my motto.
Yeah, she must have got some injections or something.
Something.
They broke out the...
She took her vitamins, brother.
They broke out the black bag with all the needles in it and just jammed something in her knee, and she's back on the course.
I need to go to Fayetteville, North Carolina. I went to school down there. I think I need to go back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They got horrible accents.
Well, I think... No, that accent... Oh, there's...
Jameer,
oh.
You have yet
I don't
to...
I don't like a North Carolina accent.
Jameer, you're a single man. I mean, have you connected with anybody yet in these roller derbies
teams? I need to. I keep talking about it.
You do. But what happened with Tiger? You interviewed her. Season's beatings, man.
I don't know where Tiger is, but
well, she's not here. She skates down in Baltimore, right?
Yeah,
Charm City,
out of D.C. I remember.
Our 60-40 raffle boy isn't here.
No, he is here. He was begging to get on the show. He's going around. He's got the shirt and the shirt and everything, dude.
I missed it.
It says 60-40 on the back of his shirt.
60-40.
Yeah, he keeps 10%.
Yeah, we told him to make it. You know, make it worth their while.
You got to make it 60-30.
If you're gonna work. You know?
Right.
Well, there's not too many people to collect from today. This place isn't that busy.
Those
evening matches are better. So the ones in May will be in the evening?
Yes, that's what she said, yes.
Good. This is just, right, Chris? This is 11 o'clock in the morning shit.
Yeah.
This is getting really, really heated, ladies and gentlemen.
Right?
Like,
I've never thought they would be this.
This is what our fifth time in the morning. This is our fifth time at one of these, and it's more definitely more tense.
Oh, yeah.
Look at them. They're fighting, and they're not even like...
Season's beatings was just for fun. So was the Battle of the Freshies. But this is the two teams that are apparently going at it here.
They are going at it.
They don't like each other.
98-95 Rogue All-Stars.
That's what we do to make them comfortable. When we get the rig back up to normal, we'll put Charming over there in the penalty box with the wireless mic.
All right.
So she can interview him as they come and sit down and, you know, feel more comfortable because you're female and all that. You know.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Charming, are you inspired?
Yeah.
I think Valerie was trying to recruit you last week on the show.
I know. Well, that's actually... and I were just talking to her about when fresh meat starts, and she said August. So.
Well, we had two fresh meaters standing behind us being interviewed, Abby and Gina. We got to come up with a name for them and a backstory, the whole bit. But they're going to... They have to go do a level 2 test or something like that in May, so they're not ready yet.
Yeah.
But are you down for this? Are you on the fence? Are you like 80?
No, I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Got your name yet, Charming? I mean, you already have a name, but we'll work on it.
I don't know.
Harming Charming.
Harming Charming.
Yeah.
Alarming
Princess Charming.
Alarming Charming.
Charm Harms.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lucky Charm. Nah, that's two.
I'm going to tell you now, there must be some holes on this floor because everybody's tripping. The official just tripped, came off.
Really?
All these skaters on the floor.
Oh, yeah, he's out there fixing the floor.
Last night was pancake night at Turner Skate Palace.
Yeah.
There's molasses on the floor.
Molasses. It's called syrup, man. Molasses. You really are from Sharpsburg.
Who the hell puts molasses
on pancakes?
Who
wants molasses?
But we won't talk about vigilante butt pads.
Vigilante butt pads.
Watch your mouth, Chris.
So,
molasses.
Look out.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
There's a banana peel. He slipped on a banana peel.
Was it really a banana peel?
No, I don't know.
Can you imagine someone threw one out here? Ha ha, as a joke.
like Mario Kart style.
It's not funny, folks.
It's just like an overly waxed floor.
I guess.
Well,
they
roller skating here, so they got to do
super
something.
Shiny.
It is a shiny floor.
They don't
today.
Have that on a roller rink, do they?
Freshly
like they do.
Buffed.
They don't have a what they call?
Jabroni.
Yeah, there's a Zamboni. They don't have those for the roller rinks. A Jabroni.
Zamboni.
A Jabroni is what the Rock calls.
What the Rock is cooking.
If you smell.
What are they called?
Zamboni.
Zamboni. Yeah. So they don't have those for the roller rinks, right? Just for the ice rinks.
I'd like to see you at a hockey game. Going, can I ride the Jabroni?
About 10 hands will go
get
up.
The
right
Jabroni
here.
Out here!
The whole stadium.
I want to take
Charming's
a ride
face
on the
is right up there on the big screen, and it's all subtitles for the hearing impaired.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
So does she want to talk?
Yeah.
Does Mary Adele want to talk
she
some
does
more?
She want to talk
we
some
got,
more.
We got lots to talk about with her, but I mean,
I know.
I just feel like time and place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I told her like
she can
today
have
is probably yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe some of these girls have got jacked up genitals. Who knows? What you know? But whatever.
Oh
I mean, that's
God.
Not really what we need to be commentating on, you know.
Hey, the score is 102-99.
Uh-oh, those All Stars our All Stars are losing.
Man,
they're down by 3 points. It's the first time this game. So now they're going to get more heated. Watch.
It's about to get intense.
I bet McEvil sits down again in about 10 seconds.
There we go.
She'll be talking some shit.
There we go. 12 minutes left.
This is the...
Mr. Magoo out there.
Oh.
Charmy, you ready for that?
Dropping like flies.
Charmy, you ready for that, Charmy?
No. And she calls it off.
Why'd you call it off?
Calls off the jam. Whoa, jam.
Charmy, how's that threshold for
off
pain?
Off the jam. Man, you have no idea.
I don't have any idea, too. So what?
That's a good call.
It was a good call. It was a good call. Call off the jam. Get the lead. Call it off.
She made it through the pack, and the other person was
behind.
I mean,
behind. How are we going to feel? One point Chris, up. Jameer, how are we going to feel if we're over here and Charmin's playing for this next year and she takes a tumble, man? I mean, we're going to be like,
listen,
you know.
It's
are you guys going to cry for me?
Probably. We'll probably rush her out from the table.
Listen, there's
then we'll get accused of, like, you know.
I'll be crying in roller derby.
Don't worry. I'll hold back my laughter.
You guys pay her more attention than us, you know.
I'll try to hold back my laughter.
Well, she's a podcaster.
Mascot.
The podcast-y.
Maybe we could...
They're turning up. Look at them. They're turning up. There's my girl, Philadelphia.
If you're afraid of taking a fall, maybe you could, like, duct tape a pillow to your ass or something.
That's true, right?
That's what the vigilante pads are for. Hey, Philadelphia.
Hey, another good call.
You know.
I told you she'd be back.
Another
I told you
call.
She'd be back. She's there. Look at that. I called it. She just gave me five fingers, not just one.
Fuck you. McEvil. Love it.
Yeah. They're doing a great job at calling the jams. All of a sudden, they're getting like four or five points and stopping. Four or five
Wonderful.
Points and stopping.
Look, this referee's name is Midnight Justice, and she spells it mid and then night with a K. Don't listen to us. Do your job there, sweetheart. We do it ours.
Oh.
What's going on?
Controversy in the penalty box.
Controversy in the penalty
What's
box.
What's that mean?
Sacagawea, she's hardcore.
Oh, we're swapping out.
It's not your penalty?
She's taking one for the team.
Do you have to...
So it's not your penalty. What's going on right now? What's happening?
Okay. I got you.
I don't know what she said, but okay.
She said she's got a foul out. She fouled out. So
she's
got to take
many
a penalty.
Yep. Is that what it?
Oh, look, we're back up. Oh. Now we're running again. 107, 102.
Caught off the jam again. Uh-oh.
I guess if you foul so many times, you get kicked out.
Oh,
well, and you have to swap out
players. Listen, if that's the case, then what's old girl should be gone?
Robo Chop should be out.
Wait, how many times do you get penalties you put out? What's the
I don't know. I mean, she just said that she fouled out, so she had to take her place. So
like three times? Strikes or something?
Is she really taking off her stuff? Like, is she done?
I guess.
Yeah, I think she's out the game because she...
You get kicked out of the game if you foul so many times.
She's already taking her stuff off behind us.
Oh, yeah, she's quit. Fuck this shit.
Twisted Sister's just over there just chilling.
Is Twisted Sister hurt?
No.
Is she right there?
She was running when I first came in here. She was jamming. Now she's just over there chilling out. She got a jacket on. She's keeping herself prime. She'll probably come in at the end of the game.
It caught off the jam.
Mary Adele, do you want? Yep. I'm going to get Mary Adele back on here.
We're going to talk roller derby.
Okay.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, please.
We're talking roller derby.
Take my seat.
We got people fouling out.
We're
only
one
point
up?
Difference right now. The heat is on again here, man.
You have changed.
I know, Chris. He brought a girlfriend with him. He's domesticated. You should see how clean his house is all of a sudden. Dude. He's got hand sanitizer in his bathroom now. I mean, the whole world's upside down.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. Unbelievable. Chris, you know, he's got Perel.
What in the world?
Yeah. Hello, Mary Adele. Oh, wait. Is it on?
Nope.
Yeah, she's not talking loud.
I see. Hey, does Mary Adele want to get back on? And then he just turns off her mic.
No, mic's not on. You're just not talking into it.
Hey, y'all.
There we go.
Jay is uncomfortable talking about.
No, I'm not uncomfortable at all. It's, you know, time and place. You know. Hey, you know.
There's no better time and place than
at the bar with some whiskey shots at the studio. A little different, you know.
All
what
right.
I mean? We can open
all
up.
Right. That'll be my.
Well,
sex
you're also into
venue.
The.
Well, no, I want to have her back on.
Whiskey,
to really
sex education, and
fully,
all goes hand in hand.
No,
it's all good.
I think so. I think you're right. You're right?
Adele,
would you come back on?
We can
and,
loosen
like,
up. No pun intended.
Have a like more open forum to talk about your mission.
But you're on a mission though.
Yeah. I am on a mission.
You're on a mission because most people go on a mission because something bad happened or you just saw someone get hurt or something. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
It's true. That's
and then
exactly
this is what happened.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, what happened?
Oh, well, I'm just responding kind of to like the prevalence of sexual assault. First time in the penalty box.
Oh, wait. Charmy doesn't want to talk about that.
She got her first time in the penalty box. I love that helmet. I love the glitter helmet.
Twisted Sisters in the penalty box.
Twisted Sister.
I bet you I know what she did. She went under someone's legs and came up too soon.
Probably.
She fouled out. You know, fat lips. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Oh, she's got three stripes on her face, like Adam and the Ants. Kind of cool, man. Why do some of these girls' helmets say 500 pounds?
I was wondering that, too.
Maybe they were the brand or something?
Maybe they were living that life. I don't know.
What? Yeah. What's her name?
The score is 107 to 114. Rogue All-Stars.
Yeah, once again, we're down.
Half a ton, right?
Half a ton on your head? Some strong shoulders, I tell you. That's cool. I mean, they're all playing a rugged game out here, man. That's for sure.
It's tough.
Oh, this is probably the best roller derby meet we've seen.
I'm going to Google it.
Yep.
You know what?
500
it's too
pounds.
Far away to ask.
Do y'all always come to the Mason-Dixon games?
Well, yeah. That's our team. That's our home team, you know.
We're kind of a quiet sponsor.
Yes.
I love it.
Quiet sponsor.
We're not loud. At all. That's why we wear headphones.
500 pounds on the helmet.
So that's in there. I thought so, but I didn't want to say it.
Okay.
What?
Look at 703. Good call.
Jameer.
Good call.
We were like, what does that mean?
Jameer's a fox in the chicken coop right now, man. When it comes to
I'm always
things,
a
dude.
Fox in the chicken
fox
coop.
Fox in the... She smiled at you, dude. She wrote her name on her arm with some ink or something, man. 703. Is her area code or something?
Probably is her
something
area
something like
code.
That. Yeah, she's proud of it. Proud enough to put it on her arm. You know?
That's her number.
Do people pick their numbers?
So As we manufacture Charming's roller derby career, which is going to happen later this year, we got to get her a number,
dude,
a
Charming
name,
would be so good at roller
a backstory.
Oh,
totally different
you.
Than the Charming we know. You know what I mean?
I got a good enough backstory on my own. In my life.
See, that's what happened. Chris took a break from the mics and Jameer put him to work. I like that.
There
but since
go.
You're not doing anything, Chris, go give me a beer.
Hey, yeah, I wish you was.
There's no beer.
And there's no beer at noon. There's no such thing as high noon over here.
You're down.
What happened to Josh? Josh did not show up today.
Josh Swisher was here last time for Battle of the Fresh. We had a good time, and now he's AWOL again. Or LOA, whatever you call it.
MIA.
Yeah, that too. Mr. Swisher. Swisher Sweets, where you at? That was his skating name. We had a couple names for you, Jameer. But let's not go there again.
Listen, to get my fat ass on some skates would be unnecessary. And unfair to the skates, so therefore
unfair
we don't need
the
any
skates.
Nicknames.
I don't know, dude.
Nicknames for me.
Jameer, I don't know. Looking out here, you could hang, dude.
I applaud what these ladies are doing. Because there's no way in the world. I've never been a good skater.
This chick here from Fayetteville, she's in the penalty box. She's got black mouthpiece. It looks like Ivan Drago, you know?
Uh-oh.
I must break you.
I don't think you got it.
They're having a timeout, and they're all huddling because we're a three-point spread right now. Three-point difference, and Fayetteville's up 114 to 111.
I wouldn't like to have this guy's job right here, the tape guy. You know,
why?
He's just constantly putting tape down. It's just like,
I know, someone rolls over his fingers by accident.
Sure, I just cleaned up this mess.
Son of a bitch.
But he got in for free, so it's all that matters.
Yeah,
but there's no beer. That's why he's walking around sulking.
It looks like, it looks really... It would definitely
be
more
beer.
Bad about...
The tape
right?
guy would be more fun with beer.
I know, man.
He's just a maintenance guy. He's assuring that
safety
is in place.
What his job is called? Tape guy?
Tape guy.
Tape guy.
Well, you know
he's tape guy.
Put,
hey, tape guy. TG, come here.
They put rope underneath that tape. You know that. So it gives them a little... There's rope.
Really?
Yeah, there's rope underneath of that tape.
Huh.
Seriously, huh?
You guys know that?
No.
Come on.
Mary Adele, how often are you up this way?
Small?
Whenever Charming calls you
it's
up?
It's mainly Charming. For Charming, yeah.
All right, Mary Dale, so where are you from?
Frederick.
Are you from Frederick? Like born and raised?
Born and raised, yeah.
All right.
What high school did you go to?
Urbana.
Urbana High.
What year did you graduate?
2007.
Oh, say no more. You can stop. Oh.
Yeah, Jameer, don't start. You and I are class of 91. We're grandpas in here, dude.
2007?
Yeah.
Were you at Frederick, too?
No, I'm originally from the Philadelphia area.
Okay.
He's from Philly. But listen... I did a gig last night. I DJed for the Beacon House for the Steamy Awards. Shout out to you, Tony and Ashley, putting on a great event. I got to hang out with Ryan Smetzer, who's a local personality around here in Hagerstown. He's on the radio station, does a lot of stuff for TV, does announcing. He was the announcer for this gig. It's funny, I got to hang out with him and talk music and stuff. You want to feel old, dude? He's 23 years old. I'm going to be 46 as you. You just turned 46. I'm twice his age, man.
I'll be 47 after the end of the year.
You don't even know how behind he is on music.
Do you guys, have you found that
he
you
thought
like
a song I was playing
though?
By Queen was Rosanna 30s. By Toto.
Oh,
it was way
God.
Off.
What did you say?
30s versus 40s? Or is it getting better with it? Is everything?
Yes and no.
Age?
Yes and no. You definitely feel it physically.
Is 40
more.
The new 30?
Yeah, so I would say it is. But
30? Everything
is
was 30's really
the
crystal
new
clear.
20,
crystal clear when you're
like, when I hit 30, everything that everybody said, you know, when you were younger, you didn't understand.
Yeah.
Literally, like 30, like, I understood
okay.
it. 40
it.
Fucked me up. Because I've got a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
So he was in college.
Right.
And I would go visit him in college. And he'd be like, hey, guys,
Richard,
this is my dad. And they'd be like,
that's cool that you hung out with him at college.
I mean, we would not hung out like
that.
We would.
I'm the same way.
He played basketball, so when I would go visit, we'd be in the gym working out and doing stuff. And, you know, it wasn't like I would go to parties. That's a little creepy. But when we'd be around town, we'd
right.
dinner, we'd take, they'd be like, this is my dad. And they'd kind of look at me like, your dad. And I'm like,
yeah,
shit.
When I was, my son, I have a 20-year-old, and he was like 15 when we moved here. We lived in Frederick for a year.
Okay.
And he and I used to go, I used to take him to the gym at the YMCA. A lot of people thought we were brothers or something like that. I swear to God, it's crazy, man. I mean, I guess it's a compliment, right?
Yeah.
I was 15. Hey. I'm only 40. I'll take that, you know. But I was warned at the age of 38, 39 by a guy that used to train me to box. He was already in his 40s. He goes, dude, trust me, it all changes in about 5 years. What do you mean? He goes, you start to feel everything physically. I'm 45. And sure enough, man, just from packing all this stuff up from the podcast, it's not a lot. It's not heavy. Tomorrow morning, I will be like, you know.
It's, I don't know how 50
look at Charming. I am not looking for
Charms,
that.
You're what, 34?
You're 34 there, 34. Charming? When's your birthday, Charming?
July.
Oh, it's coming. You're 35 in July, right?
Mm-hmm.
Soon you'll be 35 by the time you start doing the skate thing here, girl. Mm-hmm.
So you're just, what, 30?
I'm about to be 30.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, man. I know, man.
She's a baby.
She doesn't know life without the internet. They don't have their mind blown this past week without the internet.
You probably
man.
Don't know what life is without an
flip
iPhone.
Flip phone in high school.
Right, yeah.
But
you graduated in 07.
Had it when he was way early.
You graduated in 07.
Yeah.
I got a 13-year-old. He was born in 06. Trust me, his world is a whole different world than mine.
I didn't have a cell phone until I was like 20. And it was like one of those like Nokia.
I had a Nokia in 2002.
Yeah. Just things meeting. That you could play Centipede on.
I was with I had Mr. Do on mine. That was rock. That shit was a shit, dude. Before you could put a whole bunch of songs
there was,
and stuff
there was
on
a
it.
Version yeah. of like Dig Dug on there too,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to buy
a good time.
My minutes.
You don't even know what Dig
Dug. My minutes ran out.
Wait, time out. But, wait, so that was 2004-ish? I got myself my first phone in 2002. You know, but that was back in the day when you were like watching your minutes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing unlimited at that time, man.
No.
I remember texting boyfriends
the plans were crazy. It was like 60 minutes a month.
And
for,
you were texting
like,
you were texting by pushing the button three times, right?
Yeah.
Ah, shit, I misspelled it.
I had 98, 99.
Yeah, the cell phone?
I was working down in D.C.
Wow.
And I remember going to a mall. And a guy would be like, just a little kiosk, like, give me a credit card and we'll get you hooked up with, like, Sprint. And I was like, all right, I'll take a phone. Sure.
Yeah.
I had abused the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Ran over my minutes. Internet wasn't even, you couldn't have internet on the phone. It was just,
oh, my
crazy.
God, the browsers back then were just, like,
it was foreign. It was foreign for me to be like,
I'd be
internet,
like, oh, I'm going to go on the internet. Like, I'm like, I can look up anything. But then you, like, there was very limited things to even look at. But
it's
it was
crazy.
Just, like, a little scary. Like, it was a feeling
like
of how I feel about the dark web right now.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
the dark web is probably about
there?
To become the light web because it was dark for a
everyone's
long
everyone's falling
time.
Down into it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is crazy, man.
I remember.
Hold on one second.
Who we got here? Somebody else is in the penalty box
this?
Now with a red helmet.
You're not supposed to be in the box.
Poison Princess.
Poison Princess is in the penalty box.
Double eight, double P.
This is a little too close for comfort.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it?
She put the panty on her head, though.
No, I used to coach her son.
Jammer.
Oh, you did. So
yeah,
you know.
I know her by. I don't want to call her by her first name.
No, you can't do that.
I can't. But I know her.
We steered
very
away
well.
From doing that with Valerie last week, but then we just went
I know.
Downhill.
I just keep saying Fighty Aphrodite.
Because Fighty Aphrodite doesn't own the Naughty Bob, and Valerie
such a beautiful
Shane owns
name.
It.
Yeah, that's different.
I mean, it's, then you're in two different lifestyles, two different things going on, man.
That's right.
You know? It's like Sybil, right? Y'all can have different personalities in here than outside the door here, man.
She had like 16, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah.
You should have heard that interview.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hey, we're not going to judge.
I tell you
others.
What, man. I'm not judging. It's all good. She's good people, man.
Hey, here we go. 6 minutes, 11 seconds. The score is 114 to 111. Mason Dixon is
down by three. Here we go. What do we got? We got 6 minutes left in this period.
Six, yep.
It's two periods, right, to the game?
Yeah, I think this is it.
This is it. Downhill.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh is right. You sent Chris on a mission. Where'd he go? The men's room?
I don't know. I'm glad he's rich because he took my $20 bill. I'm like,
he's doing 60-40 raffle right now.
As long as I win, it's good.
Right.
This young lady here, see, I was going to call her a chick, but I didn't want to.
Oh, no, she's can't, you can't do that.
She's crushing it.
Mary Adele is slapping upside the head. You call her a chick, man. Is that a bad thing? No.
You know,
is it ever funny?
Broad, uh-huh. If I called her a broad.
Broad is derogatory. I understand the word broad is derogatory. I know. But chick. Just it depends on the context you're saying it in, right?
Yeah, and if another woman...
You girls call each other chicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, Charmin, do you ever roll up to a group of girls, your friends, and say, hey, guys? I see that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, girls call another group of girls guys. I'm like,
yeah, I call everybody guys. Yeah. That offends some people.
Does it really?
Yeah,
You've had a finger in your face about that?
I'm not going to say who this was, but I met the singer of this band once who was going through their transition, and I was having a conversation and just said something casually to the effect of, oh, well, you don't want to be that guy, you know? And I'm speaking generally. Like, everybody knows that is just a turn of phrase. And
she was like,
yeah, I don't want to be that guy. I just walked away, and I was like, wow.
Whatever. Like, go sit down.
You know, like,
have a Coke and a smile and go sit down somewhere.
I understand, like, that we need to be sensitive to these things.
Really,
but
Mary
I feel
Adele.
Like there's a line of,
there's
like...
There's a line to be drawn, though, when you're overdoing it. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were talking. I understand the mission you're on is all good. But I don't think today a man wearing a skirt would get as much heat as he would 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Times have changed
for
the better,
better.
If you want to call it that.
No, I totally agree.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I'm really here just to make it a normal conversation so people can talk about it.
To make it a normal conversation?
I think that it's...
Like if a guy rolls by in a skirt, we don't think nothing of it. That's what you mean by normal.
Or
it's just whatever.
Like that and sex, too, because, you know, a lot of people have problems talking to their kids about it. And it's like, that's why pregnancies happen. That's why sexual assault and, like, consent stuff happens. So
because
I really,
of skirts.
No, because okay. We're not talking.
I'm just joking.
Jay makes terrible jokes.
No, I know that. I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah.
I have a whole theory about all this stuff. We can get into it, but, you know.
We're going to do that one day.
TMP, really, sweetheart.
I think it all kind of stems back to...
Yeah?
To accountability and to how we're raising... our children.
Absolutely.
Which is what she's talking about, right?
Well, because, you know, the people that are doing the wrong, it starts...
It's a generational thing.
At home.
It does start at home.
You know, we have our mental disease, we have our mental illnesses. I get that. And I work in that field. But it really starts from how we're raising our children. And I get the environment of not stereotyping, for lack of a better word, or not... boxing in someone. I have a young girl at my school that I work at. That's an elementary school and has been going through it for years. It's kind of hard to say if she even understands what she really wants at such a young age. But we handle it with such kick gloves as we should. But it does go back to It does go back to how we're raising our children and making them accountable for things. So.
All right. See? Again.
I believe it's all in the intent.
I do.
You know, if I walk up, if I say she's a hot chick, I'm not meaning it in she's lesser than me. I'm not meaning it as in I'm more
it's
dominant than she is.
It's context.
Perspective and the intent
in our society nowadays.
Also, like, no, beyond that, though, like, you know, women want to be seen further than just as a sexual object.
I get it. I understand that. Again, time and place for things.
No one's trying to police.
Like, women don't look at guys like that. I'm just saying.
Like, I think people see my job as, like, I'm trying to police you from not expressing desire or, like, having attraction, and that's not what I'm here to do.
Okay, we're just making sure.
Yeah.
Because come on.
It's about
we're human.
It's good. Yeah, it's really just
we're all wired, you know, the same and then not, you know? What makes Jameer's tick and what makes me tick might be different, but you know.
It's getting, not
very
to cut us off, but it's getting very.
It is, man. It's getting tense in here.
Yeah.
You can feel the heat.
It's going good. Like,
so,
a minute
is
left,
the name
127,
on
126.
The scoreboard, is that the current jammer?
So 1 point. It's 1 minute left with one point.
Left.
We gotta hold. We gotta play defense here, man.
It's gotta. Well, they've gotta hold it now. They've gotta work.
Yeah, hold it. 127, 126. Our Mason Vixon All Stars are up.
They need it. They need to hold on tight.
They got 49. Yeah. Down to 40 seconds left.
They need this.
You know, if the crowd that's normal in here was here, this place would be blowing up.
Oh, it would be crazy. They tied it up. Oh, they're up by one with 30 seconds left.
Yep. Oh shit! Gotta hold it, man.
131
hold it
to
down,
30.
Girls.
Here we go.
Here we go.
It's
going to
get intense.
Yeah.
It's going to get really physical and intense. All this shit they used to talk is almost irrelevant now. We all love you. Let's see if they shake hands afterwards.
Unbelievable. Oh, well, the knee pads are four, huh?
Yep. Oh, this number 15 is, Lois, she's brutal. Watch out.
That's why she's in the penalty box.
Oh.
And
they caught it off.
Four. Uh-oh. Three. The clock keeps going. It's over. Unofficial score is 135, 130. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Four?
Four.
Oh.
135, 134. There's some controversy.
That's
no.
Unofficial.
And the male referee with the skirt is talking up the shaking hands. All right. The Lone Bone. That's his name, man. The Lone Boner. Lone Ranger? No. There you go.
That's pretty cool.
Wait, is it over or not?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's going on? I mean,
I think they have to
listen to people protesting and talking shit. Oh, she told someone to shut up. Was that Philadelphia? Philadelphia's laying down the law. Look at her.
I don't know, but ISIS is walking over.
I don't know.
Well, ISIS looks so upset.
The ISIS is intense.
She's coming over here to put. Oh, man, we came to the right match, didn't we?
She's intense.
We're in the right building at the right time. Don't mess with ISIS, man. She'll go ISIS on you.
They just called a timeout with no time left. What's going on?
I don't know. And the 7 minute timeout? How does that work? Boy, our fifth time here. We really need to get schooled up in this shit. But we're not here to do a color commentary on a roller derby, you know.
We should be, but
we're here
we're
to
not.
Talk about skirts and stuff.
My wallet and
like Chris is asking you what's in your backpack.
Look like a
no, Chris, you don't get to be on the podcast.
Right.
You walked away, dude.
Yeah.
You turned your back on us.
Is that what Kanye? I don't pay attention to Kanye, so I have no idea.
Here we go.
Kanye wears a backpack?
She was intense.
Yeah, apparently Kanye wears a backpack. I have no idea. I don't.
You got a Tribe Called Quest cassette tape in your back?
Yeah.
I would proudly carry a Tribe Called Quest.
The fact
tape
that you the fact that you know what Tribe Called Quest. Nah,
Charming's down.
Too.
Charming wore a Wu-Tang Clan shirt at the Comic-Con. She's
my
down,
Liquid
man.
Sword shirt?
Yeah, she knows what's up, dude.
Okay.
Wu-Tang's
that's why she's here,
crew.
Man. You know, I filter people come on our show. You can't just sit here and be a member of the Hub Show and not be, you know, pass the test. You know what I'm saying?
Are you sure?
There's some requirements. Well, she's a guest. Charming is not. Charming Grisette.
I was
going
to say, did I pass the test?
I'll let you know. Charming, I'll let you know.
Amazing.
We'll give you a call. We'll call you. Don't call us.
Don't call us.
Yeah, don't call Charming. She doesn't hear from Charming for 2 weeks. Boy, they must really not like me.
Charming and I have is special.
That's right.
Me and my skirt comment.
Can't
touch it.
Well, they're back on the track, dude. Hey, but they're back on the track.
They are.
The timeout clock says 9 minutes. But it's not 9 minutes. They're about to do something.
It's counting up, though.
Is it going up?
They're
I don't get this, man. This is all
jacked up. Are they redoing the play?
Counting up.
Dude, you know what? One of these girls really needs to sit with us for a full show.
How do you get the call for one more jam?
One more jam? Is that what they're doing? Like overtime? Sudden death?
Okay.
Jameer with the information.
So they're disputing the jam, but they're disputing the timeout, so there's one more jam. So they're saying that the timeout was...
One more jam.
They got 30 minutes on that clock over there.
No, 30.
That's 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they start the game over again?
I don't know.
I got 135, 134 still.
Yeah, but they're getting it in. This is so much better. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. This is for all the marbles. All the lady marbles.
Lady marbles. Thank you, Charming.
Oh, yes. All the lady marbles.
Oh, yes.
She just gave us the name for this episode.
Did we break it? Lady marbles?
It's over. That's it.
No, the last one was called Lady Balls.
I can't do Lady two times in a row. I got to know.
You had Lady...
No.
Yo.
This is Roller Jam 4 or 5.
I want to talk to Philadelphia.
So we're done. It's over.
I think that's it.
Unofficial score. It says unofficial, though. Is it official or not?
That's it.
135, 134. Our Roller Vixens have won by a point. Look, she already took her skates off. I see that.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah, they won it. So Charming, you were saying something happens with them as far as the rankings, right?
They just shot way up now.
To number two?
No, to like 98 or something like that.
So what happened in the United States and beyond?
Valerie was telling us that like there's like they have matches with like Paris and Australia.
Happens is Fayetteville had to be ranked higher than our Mason Dixons.
So if they were to like go overseas, would we go with them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they bring a podcast team with them?
We'll that would be awesome.
Of course you like that, wouldn't you, Charming? Yeah. Then you'd be playing.
That's right.
Harming Charming on the track.
Harming Charming.
Well, it'd be interesting if a year from now, Charming, you're actually sitting in the penalty box. And we're making...
Yeah,
you know,
like, fuck you.
No, man, we're going to play favorites. You kidding me? You represent the Hub Show.
That's right.
We're going to buy your jersey and everything, man. You'd be sponsored. You'd be the only chick out of your sponsor like a NASCAR driver, man.
That'd be awesome.
You'll have Chris's company, my company, the Hub Show.
Be on my knee pads.
Yeah.
And make me an unofficial butt pad.
Oh, you got it. Well, Vigilante is a great name. That's the first time I saw that, Jameer.
Why do we have to use the butt pad? Why couldn't it be a thigh pad or a knee pad or an elbow pad
or a gluteus maximus pad? A GM pad? A BM pad?
Am I going to be wrong if I'm staring at your butt? Because it's a... No, I'm just
I know.
I'm just joking.
Make a target out of my ass.
Mary Adele, we could have a blast with that whole topic or all the topics
underneath
it.
And I really don't even have a stance.
I'm just saying, you need to come...
I don't get offended easily either.
I bet. We'll find out. We'll find out. Welcome to the Hub Show, sister.
I love talking about uncomfortable stuff with people.
Haven't been around Chris, but Chris went a 180 on us on this show.
He
centered himself because his girlfriend's here. If you ever listen to the Hub Show, you know, history was made here in the Turnscape House.
Yeah.
But listen, we're going to have you back on, Mary Adele. At the studio, you have to be back on. This was just a lot going on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Fun. Yeah, no.
It's kind of hard to concentrate on, mutated genitalia while roller derby is going on. So, I mean,
mutated genitalia.
Mutated.
So,
Mary Adele, I really do want to have you back on because I love what you do, and I'm proud to know you and have you as a friend, and I think that what you do is really important.
Thanks, Charms. Seriously, thanks for having me.
She calls you Charms? All right.
Okay.
Lucky Charms.
Of course. You always call me Charms.
I say like I'm from Boston. Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
That's rather charming of you, yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's awesome that you've been doing this for a year.
A year and a half. Yeah.
Cool.
You got a big following? I wish. I like to say I do, but, people still don't know about it, even around here.
I'll do some.
They also don't know what a podcast is. I get that a lot. What station are you on? We're a rock in your pocket, man. We're on your iPhone.
SoundCloud,
we're everywhere. But, we got more people. Oh, hey, 6040. How'd the raffle go today? Wait, you didn't do the raffle today?
No, we didn't.
Because it wasn't enough people to do it from, huh?
Thanks again, guys.
Hey, thanks, Mary Adele. We'll talk to you.
There wasn't enough people.
Next time, though, right? You're going to collect?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. 6040 here with us. Rock on, dude.
6040 in the building.
He has a job, man. He's on his shirt, too, in the back.
He just spoiled the Avengers for me.
I had to be in an adult Easter egg hunt in Greencastle.
Time out.
But we won. And they just needed one more to beat us. But they lost by 1 point, so we won.
That's how it goes. The winners always come out on top.
I've learned a lot. I got this game down now. I understand. You need any rules? I got them. I figured it out.
Oh, here we go. Now Chris wants to come back on the mic when it's over.
Uh-huh.
Set back there.
And if you ask me, that last jam was BS. It shouldn't have happened. It should not have happened. But their jammer was in the penalty box went in at like 40 seconds. Or it wasn't even 40 seconds. It was like, it went in at like 35 seconds. Right? So they couldn't score. Philadelphia went out there. She made two complete rounds, which would have been 10 points added on. Then 4 seconds or 5 seconds before the end of the game, she comes out of the penalty box, darts past everybody, and then calls the jam, gets 5 points out of it.
Right.
They added up the score over here, and they gave them 8 points instead of five, which I don't know how that happens. But then they're saying that the other team called a timeout at like the last second, right
okay,
before
listen.
The end.
Okay, listen. So who requested the other jam? Was it us? Or
no, the other team requested the jam.
Hey, the Hub Show. Jay Heiss Charming has already left. She bailed. Mary Adele left. Their chairs are coming down. You're still talking, Chris.
They're saying that their leader over there called a timeout on the last second after she stopped the jam.
Okay, so that's what happened. Gotcha. All right. Well, hey, we're going to wrap this baby up.
Okay.
From the Turner Skate Palace, Mason Dixon Roller Bears, they won 135-134 against the Fayetteville Rogue All-Stars. Jay Heiss, for Chris Canfield and Jamira, Coach King, we're out of here. See you.
See you.
You've been listening to The Hub Show, podcasting and broadcasting about news, business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing, with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heiss.